There's a pretty good chance that you've read or will read F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel, The Great Gatsby, in high school. I mean, I certainly did. And it remains a staple of high school English reading lists across the country. The book turns 100 tomorrow, so we were wondering, what is it like experiencing the book in a classroom setting now? Here's NPR's Andrew Limbong.
Even if you did read it in high school, you probably didn't have a lesson like the one Brian Hannon is teaching.
All right, phones, put them up.
He teaches AP English Literature at Hayfield Secondary School in Virginia, and after collecting all the kids' phones, he goes into a lesson comparing themes and motifs in The Great Gatsby to Parasite, the Bong Joon-ho movie from 2019 that also deals with class differences.
Like, what is something from Parasite that could effectively work as something similar to Daisy?
Daisy, if you don't remember, is the object of Jay Gatsby's affection, representing an upper crust social strata. Hannon shows his students a report from the Obama White House showing wealth inequality in the U.S.
There's actually a term for that. The term for the inability to move from one social class to the next is called the Great Gatsby Curve. Okay, and here's kind of a quick chart, but basically,
but when I chatted with some of the students, it wasn't necessarily econ policy that got them excited. Grace Verghese thought the book took its time setting up various romances and relationships, but it paid off.
And then you get to the end and it all of a sudden goes from like a level 10 to 100. It's like, oh my gosh, they just like ran over a person.
By the way, you're not allowed to be mad at me for spoiling The Great Gatsby. This is literally a piece about how it's 100 years old. Anyway.
And they don't care at all. And then Gatsby gets shot dead in the pool, and Daisy does not care. And so it was kind of just like, hey, like I'm dozing off, and then all of a sudden you're just wide awake again with everything that's happening in the book.
They are far more interested in the romance and the tea of the novel. You know,
Amy Goldman teaches AP language at River City High School in West Sacramento, California, and has been teaching the book for 2 decades. And in those years, she hasn't seen much change from the student reaction side. What is different is fewer and fewer of her colleagues are teaching the book in favor of books by women or people of color. But Goldman says Gatsby still has a lot to teach kids about the craft of writing, that the book is unique in its structure and syntax.
It's only 180 pages. It's very short. And each chapter is organized in a very specific way. And I think it's important for them to see that authors can do things, and then also to see how we can interpret those.
Well, at least, you know, he made it out, though. That's the difference.
Speaking of interpreting, back at Hayfield, class is over. Some students make their way out the door. Others linger by teacher Brian Hannon's desk, including Hamza Nadiri, who makes the point that, hey, no matter how the book ended, at least Gatsby achieved a pretty comfortable life.
I'm just saying, it's nice, like, not having to go to the coal mines. You can just, like, wake up and just thinking about, like, damn.
Yeah, it's biggest nice problem.
Another student, Iris Nabrook, chimes in.
I think you're totally wrong because the whole point is that he's trying to get Daisy. Like, okay.
Again, class is over. This isn't for participation points. These are just teenagers chatting.
Like, I hate that he doesn't care at all about the fact that he has wealth, and I feel like he should care so much more
exactly
about the fact that he
that's
has
what I'm
wealth.
Trying to
right.
When,
a lot of the things that we're saying is the same.
In its 100 years, The Great Gatsby has inspired a lot of things. A few movies, a musical, cruises, parties, vacation packages. But it's also spent 100 years inspiring discussions like this one. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.